This is going to be my April Boom Challenge day two. And seeing as I was talking about Cambridge Weight Plan products, I thought I'd bring you along with me as I make my fourth shake of today. Now, today is technically day one, but I tried to make this recording earlier and then said a few wrong things and thought, actually, I need to change this. So this will become my day two boom, which I'll put up then. So first of all, before I do anything else, I'm going to have a pint of water. I quite like these pint glasses that I've got here. They're a plastic heavy duty glass and they're made by BP Plastics. They came off Amazon actually, and you get four in a pack, and they're really, if I tap this, you can tell by listening to the sound of that they're really quite heavy duty. This is a Viking one, but they also do another design called an Elite Remedy, which has like a 50 pence design along the bottom of it, and then the top is round. Now, a year or so back, I got myself one of these Brita filter jugs. Not because I'm snobby or anything, but just mainly because it keeps water nice and cold. And the good thing is that when I make these Cambridge shakes, I can't stand them warm. So because the Brita jug is in the fridge, I can use the water from that to make the shakes, and it keeps them nice and cold. So, as I said before, they recommend 2.25 litres of water per day, and that equates to 4 pints, unless you're having a couple of the other more concentrated products, in which case you have to drink more. If you don't drink the water, you tend to find sometimes you feel a bit headachy, a bit nauseous, whatever. Some people prefer to drink their water in little bits during the day, but I find if I have a pint of water before each shake, it helps me in terms of like going to the toilet and things like that, and I don't have any problems. Whereas if I have it in drips and drabs during the day, or I have it afterwards, I don't seem to do so well in the toilet department. Not that you necessarily need to know about that, but anybody considering starting this might want to know. So here's my pint of water, nice and cold. There we are, all gone. Oh, that sent a chill through my teeth. What some people do is they have what they call a Cambridge sandwich. So they have half a pint of water, then their shake, and then the water afterwards. But I like to just have it all before, and then I know where I am. So these mugs I was on about in my previous boom hang on a little mug tree. And the smaller mugs aren't as good as the larger ones, but they just happen to be the right size for pouring the correct amount of water. So I put my index finger into the mug and I'm going to pour up to the beginning of my fingernail, which is here. So that's the water. I got that from the Brita jug. And now I'm going to get a little plastic jug to make the shake in. You can use a shaker or a mini whisk to stir the shake, but I'm going to use my stick blender. So I'm going to pour the water in first, 227 mils, and then I shall go in my cupboard, which I probably should have been done earlier, I was a little more organized, and take out a chocolate mint sachet. Now I shake these a little bit to make sure that the powder all goes down to the bottle, the bottom, because I've opened these before and found that you open the packet and a load of powder shoots out at you, so that's not always so good. So it's all at the bottom, and I can just pour it into this jug now from the sachet. You can have these hot or cold. I tried it hot once by mistake and didn't like it at all. Wasn't nice. So I'm going to grab you and bring you over here to where my stick blender is. There we are. Put you down. This is just a cheap stick blender. I'll switch it on at the wall. And you have to hold your finger. It's got two buttons, plastic buttons on it. One of them has one dot, one of them has two. So that equates to the speeds. It's got two speeds. It wasn't very dear, this, at all, when I bought it a while back. Here we go. Keeping my finger on the buttons. Give it a blitz at the fastest. And that should be about done now, so I'm just going to separate the stick from the blender part, switch it off at the wall, and put the blending stick in the sink for washing. Then we can grab the glass that we were drinking the water out of and pour this all in from the jug. And it's a good job that this is chocolate orange, because if it had been soup and I'd have made a cold soup, I wouldn't have been very happy. So it just shows you, it's always worth smelling it to make sure what you've got. I thought this was chocolate mint, but it doesn't matter because I like chocolate orange. The interesting thing is that no matter how cold your water is, the blending of it always seems to make it go slightly warmer, which is interesting. But that's me done for the night now, till tomorrow morning. The one good thing about this is that there's not much weighing and measuring or anything like that when you have these packets of shakes, because I've got talking scales here, but I'm not always that great at that kind of thing. I don't have a lot of patience with it, whereas at least with this I can grab a packet, mix it up, and away I go. So that's all good.